98.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations. Today we talk about life. That's close to our heart, close to my heart. We believe in life and that God created life from the very beginning for a purpose. And so I get to talk about that today with the Operations and Media Director for Right to Life of Northeast Indiana, Abigail Lorenzen. Abigail, thank you for today. We've got two things we've got to talk about. Something exciting that doesn't normally happen on the 16th. Tell us about that.
Hi, Melissa. Glad to be on.
Yes.
We have, thanks to COVID, a new event happening in town on January 16th. March for Life Chicago is actually coming to Fort Wayne as part of their Moving the Movement tour. So we'll have a rally at the Concordia Theological Seminary there on Clinton Street on the 16th at 4 p.m. And people will stay in their cars at the drive-in rally, but tune in via 106.3. And so you can listen to it anywhere that you are, but we'd love to have you on campus at the seminary.
Yeah, so that's exciting. So something new and different. Now, along with that, I understand there's a massive diaper drive to benefit local pregnancy resource centers. What's happening there? Are people just bringing diapers with them?
Yep, it's that simple. Just bring the diapers with you to the drive-in rally. We have a big trailer we're going to load them all into and then divvy them up between six of our local resource centers that hand out diapers to women and families who need them.
That is so fun. I can't wait to see tons of diapers being passed out that day.
It's pretty incredible to see the mountains.
Oh, I love it. And just so people know, that is where Star 88.3 is located. We're on the campus of the Concordia Seminary. We rent a facility here. So we can't wait to watch this and be a part of it with you and help promote it. We're going to be there.
Yeah.
Yay.
That'd be great.
And then on the 23rd, that's the local event. What's happening there?
So usually our local march is downtown. This year, it's going to be a prayer gathering on the 23rd, still at noon, but at Abundant Life Church on Coliseum Boulevard.
Nice. So who is invited? Who do you want to come? What's that going to be all about? Like, how long do you think it will last?
We'd love for everybody to come. The beautiful thing about Abundant Life is that they also have abundant space. So we are able to gather lots of people who want to come to that prayer gathering and still be able to social distance. We'll still be masking. Everything will be COVID safe, but able to gather and pray together for an end to abortion and for healing for those who have been impacted by abortion. So anybody is welcome to come, religious, no religious, anywhere inside of there is great.
Anyone that cares about life and wants to support life. And the thing I love about this, when we talk about this, that we are pro-life, we believe in life. This is not fighting against somebody. This is not a protest on either of these events. This is truly standing up for life and what God created. And I love the component that you make it clear that someone that's experienced abortion has healing and that we pray for them and supportive of their healing also. You want to make that clear, I'm sure.
Definitely. Our main speaker, Mark, at the event on the 23rd, he himself is post-abortive. And so that is definitely one of our focuses, is the healing that's available through Christ.
Amen. We're excited about both of these events. So the 16th and the 23rd. And if you want to know more about that and have diapers ready for the 16th when you drive through, everything you need to know about these events, it's on my conversations page. So it's a resource right there. Find out about it. We want you to be involved because we believe in life and we want to save lives. We want to save babies. It's all at star883.com on my conversations link.